From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yo, what is poppin'? It is Tuesday night, 11 p.m. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. I am your host, Mosh Gelton. My co-host is with me tonight.
Beatbox Bob.
And with me in Beatbox Bob tonight, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, the former champion,
Schmitty.
Schmitty! Just got beat by myself in a freestyle rap battle, but that's all right. He's going to have another chance. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. We pop off every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, right after Spike on the Mic on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And when I do my intro, I try to talk really quickly and really fast. That way we can get to the meat and potatoes. So check it out tonight. Yes, did we have an interview with Chris Taylor Brown from the band Trapped?
Yes,
we did. We more of an interview is more of a talk. We had a talk with Chris Taylor Brown from the band Trapped, which does the songs like Headstrong. I know you know Headstrong, Echo, Still Frame, Fire Band. A great conversation. It was pretty long. It's going to be a long one. We're going to bring that to you. And he definitely talked about why he was canceled off Twitter. A bunch of stuff that, you know, went wrong.
Sure.
But just things that happened to him, you know what I'm saying? So the lead singer of Trapped, we sat down with him. We're going to play that. Also, tonight, we've got a local music jamboree.
Ooh.
Meaning that a local artist, you know, I reach out to people. I say, if anybody's got a song they want me to play on the radio, I'll play that song on the radio. And so a local artist reached out to me, and his name is Operation 1009.
Oh.
And I said, send me two songs, and we'll rock them. We'll rock the jams, and we'll decide out of the two songs that he has which one we like the best. So some stuff we're going to do, and if I can get trivia time in there, I will, I promise you.
I love trivia time.
And trivia time would be tonight, here's the vocalist, or here's the lead singer, what's the band?
Oh!
Yeah, so Bob may be ahead of Schmitty on that. That could be a big problem for Schmitty, that right there.
I would agree.
I really think it could be a big problem. So, you know, I don't want to see you go out like that, so you may get lucky.
Where I'm going, I don't need luck.
Well, you just lost in a freestyle rap battle to me last night.
Yeah, you know, that belt gets heavy after a while, so I figured, you know, I'd let you polish it up.
Hey, man, I will polish up your belt, and then I will keep it for myself.
I like how you said my belt.
It is your belt. It's your belt, but I own it. So I'm going to say it's yours. The Mosh Gelton Freestyle Rap Battle Champion belt holder is Mosh Gelton, but it's Schmitty's.
Exactly. I'm just letting you rent it.
Speaking of rap battles, that's not a hacky transit. Speaking of rap battles, I got a battle coming up with a big name in Florida battle rap.
Oh.
You know Complex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Complex is nasty.
Dude's got bars for days.
And, you know, he's a short dude. He's a really nice guy, but he's got a high-pitched voice when he battles. And I think it's a shoo-in. I think if I stay on, I can get him, but he's darn good.
Bro, all you got to do is throw in a couple of Lollipop Guild stuff in there, make him look like he's, what's his name? Mini-Me, you know, all that stuff. You can throw that in there, and you got him, bro.
Some Lollipop Guild stuff.
Call him an Oompa Loompa.
I'll throw in some Lollipop Guild stuff. I battled him. Me and Isaac Knox battled him in KO.
Yeah.
As a two-on-two, and that was really dope.
Bro, talk about a show, dude.
I'm a smash him, no doubt.
I think the one-on-one is a way different dynamic, but I saw his one-on-one against Ryan Viafora. He was pretty good.
He's good.
I'm excited to see this.
It's going to be crazy. That's popping off. We'll go to the Mosh Gelton Show on Facebook and follow me everywhere at Mosh Gelton, at @B_Box_Bob, and at J Schmitty, Schmiddy. And you can see everything that's going on. All right, so we're gonna get a guy on the phone.
I'm going to give him a shout actually right now.
All right.
This guy has sent me in his stuff. Two songs. One of the songs is called Last Spring.
Ooh.
And the other song is called, I think it's a radio?
Okay.
Have to get with him. Operation 1009, though. Super dope. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to play both songs. And I think right now on the phone, we do have Operation 1009. Operation 1009, what up, brother?
Gem.
Oh, my bad. I had your volume down, man. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing well this evening. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. So I put out some feelers. I said, hey, if anybody wants their music spun, and, you know, a lot of people reach out, but lately they haven't been doing it. And did you see the post, or how did we contact?
Bro, I don't know. The whole thing is God to me. I mean, I don't know. You aren't a mutual at all. I've got a large audience that I call family on Facebook and social media. And I make the music, it's all for the kids. And I went through foster care when I was a kid. And ironically, June 5th of 2000 was the day I was dumped in foster care by one of my own family members. And here we are, June 5th, 2023. And you're about to play the music that's written for the kids. You're proving to the family that I have that you don't have to sell your soul to do this. And you don't have to play along with their parameters, man. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. It's like a God thing right now.
I appreciate that, and I'm definitely a firm believer in God, because God knew to let you know somehow not to curse. I forgot to tell you beforehand, by the way, don't curse. This is FM, but see, you're already there. You're already on the level, bro. You know what you're doing.
Well, absolutely, and you'll notice in all of the music, I don't like to use profanity anyways. And in fact, in my home, real curse words are words like can't and impossible.
I love it.
Those are lies.
Hey, I love it already. I super duper love it. So what we're going to do tonight is we are going to play. By the way, you're with Beatbox Bob and Schmitty.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, man. Beatbox Bob.
Schmitty, man, we appreciate you coming on.
Hell yeah, and absolutely. And what we're going to do is we're going to play the song that you sent last spring, and then we're going to play the song Radio. I believe those are the two names, correct?
Yes, sir. Last Spring and then Radio. So, and just a fair warning, you know, Last Spring is really good in nature. You can play it at church. And Radio, I never thought that it would ever get played across the radio.
Well, Radio is going on the radio tonight, man. It's on and popping. And, I mean, we might not be able to get to the whole song. And then right after this, we're going to be playing our interview that we did with the band Trapped. Do you know the band Trapped?
Well, that may be how we met, because I saw Trap popping up and I was like trying to reach out to these guys. Like, I'd love to do a collaboration with them. Maybe that's how we linked up somewhere in there.
Where do you stay at? Where are you from? Where are you at right now?
I live in New Braunfels, Texas, man.
Okay, so you're out there. That's right. Yeah, we're over here. I'm trying to work with Trap, bro. But yeah, so I guess that's how we hooked up. And real quick, I got another question. What is your music plan? If you had to sum it up in 20, 30 seconds, what is your plan with this music stuff?
To raise awareness to human trafficking so people can finally put an end to modern day slavery, and we can help bring down the pedophile rings that do operate behind our government walls.
Oh, that's...
I was used in a rape video.
I'm sorry about that, though. That's a little depthy, though, for the FM, you know what I'm saying? But that's...
I understand. That's why I said I didn't think any... You know, it's tough. It's real tough. The first arrest was an FBI agent, David Harris. He was the first arrest.
All right, look, I'm trying. I don't want the CIA come knocking at my door, but that's crazy stuff. So yeah, definitely. And then, so where would everybody find you? Because I heard a snippet. I think everyone's gonna love this stuff. So how do they find you on the socials?
You just search Operation 1009 on anything, and you'll find the music everywhere. If you're trying to physically find me on social media, I use Facebook and just look for Joel Hayes. You'll see me posting. I'm very active.
Joel Hayes.
And everything's public. Joel Hayes, yes, sir.
That's what's up. All right, Operation 1009, check it out, bro. We're going to play these tracks. It's going to be dope. And then hopefully I can get you to call in to my show maybe Wednesday, which will be call me Wednesday night, and we'll get it down. We'll figure it out. But we're going to play these songs, man. I appreciate you sending the songs in, bro. And I'm super stoked to hear them, bro. Thanks for calling, man.
Absolutely. And sorry to freak you out there for a second.
Nah, you're good. I love to talk about whatever, but some stuff, you know what I'm saying? This FM station too. I mean, I try to stay a little away from, you know, I don't want nobody to come in.
No, I get it. I get it. Absolutely. You can cut all that out that you need.
Nah, it ain't no cutting. That's the whole thing. We ain't cutting nothing. But nah, we appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
One love, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
God bless.
God bless, man. Operation 1009. Seems like a real cool cat, man.
Yeah, facts, brother.
He got a little in-depth with what he had gone through. I mean, I want to hear it, but I don't know if we can get into all that on here. You know what I'm saying? There was rings and FBIs and CIA agents with guns, you know, and Mission Impossible stuff. I don't know about all that, you know?
I was interested.
Oh, bro, I got peeked up.
I was real interested, but I didn't know where he's gonna go. I don't really, you know, I don't want him to go too far.
Ooh, talk about a pucker factor when he said a name.
Absolutely. So we won't be able to play these entire songs. This one's 3 minutes and 26 seconds, so maybe. But the first song, we're gonna play two songs from Operation 1009, and we're gonna decide which one we think is the better song. Are you guys ready?
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
All right, here is the first song. We're not going to skip anything. We're going to start from the beginning. This is Last Spring featuring Rock Ali by Operation 1009.
Speaks a million words when we find ourselves with our feelings hurt. These trials decide what they're really worth. It's the feeling inside that strikes our nerves. But I'm still in line to get what's mine, and I can finally see that I deserve. And it'll be alright if I stay in line, keep God in mind and my girls close. I don't have hope in things I know, don't have faith in what I can prove. And I know God has got me close. You see those mountains, watch me move them. You don't have to believe me just to watch me do it. Moving them out to put roads right through them. Gotta make sure that y'all can get to, cause in the end, it's all for you. I do what I do cause I know what it's worth, and I don't have much time to get back to this earth. It's more like a death wish born with a curse, cause I won't shut up if they got to me first. I won't sit down in the back of the bus, keep moving around, I'm making a fuss. Better believe it, I'm roughing them up for every single one of us they touch.
I broke down on the way, but I know now God is saving my soul. Yeah, cause I can find my way home.
Operation 1009 on the Mosh Gelton Show.
We gather the wicked, the righteous have come. On this earth, God's will be done. It's why I work through the rising sun. This is my time and I've begun. I'm more than a man on a mission, more than a soul to squeeze. I was born with alarm and visions, these decisions torn between. I was raised by the competition, I was taught to walk on my knees. Cause they knew early on if I stood, I'd conquer, walking and fly with the bees. I think I know now what they finally mean, why they hold me down when I'm trying to breathe, why they hold me back when I'm trying to be. Cause they know I bring light with me. It's not a matter of if but when, it's why I'm here for all these kids. Fuse to fear, fall or flinch, with death draws near, I won't call it quits. Fight a little harder, unball my fists, pray a little high, aim for the fence. Keep knocking them out with all these gifts that our God bless me with to give.
I broke down on the way, but I know now God is saving my soul. Yeah, cause I can find my way home, home. I broke down on the way, but I know now God is saving my soul. Yeah, cause I can find my way home.
Operation 1009, man. That was gangster, bro. That was fire, bro.
First Spring.
I thought that song was fire.
I thought it was well produced, well done, well written. It actually got me. I didn't even want to like say anything in the middle of it because it was really powerful.
Nicely done.
Songs that like touch your soul or they're coming from, you know, their experiences, they bleed out over the airways, and that's one of them.
Gentle yet powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beat. I love how he was hitting that rap, and then when the chorus came, he got all soft on it and stuff like that. I thought it was great.
Nicely done.
For sure. I'm excited to hear this next one.
Yeah.
Definitely enjoyed that song by Operation 1009. Well done, man. We like it. All right. Mosh Gelton, Beatbox Bob Schmitty in studio. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here is the second song, Operation 1009. This is called Radio, featuring Bone, Tony Rhymes, Rock Ali, and Mouchon Productions. Here we go. The Mosh Gelton Show. Operation 1009.
Play it so many times until it's crammed into your head. Till you know every word that you don't even understand. Play it so many times until it's crammed into your head. Till you know every word that you don't even understand. And you can only speak the truth if you're connected to their vine. There must be something we can do to breach the walls of lies. There must be something we can prove to reach across the line. Cause nobody believes the fool that speaks up all the time. I said all I wanna do is get the truth across the radio. 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 I said all I wanna do is get the truth across the radio. The radio. 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 Radio.
Operation 1009.
No, the radio won't touch it, no, cause they know what it is. They say that I'm crossing boundaries when I talk about them kids, or when I mention Finkelstein or all the things he said, or how Dr. Dre's aneurysm proof he got the chip. Y'all don't wanna hear about how Celine Dion drink blood, or Madonna sold a solo, Walter Cronkite on the bus telling us to follow Lucifer and Hillary because they've planned a new world order and it's barely just begun. It's why Mariah Carey's sister sold her body for their mom. It's why Jay-Z and Beyonce letting detail take the fall. It's why Richard Allen Jones was caught at Bill Gates' home. And if you even try and doubt me, just let Facebook check it off. Copy down the lyrics, then and post them on your wall. You'll find these bricks of truth are being silenced by the law. It's bigger than R. Kelly, Ali Mack, she took the fall when she pointed out the Clintons and the Rothschilds. I said all
around. Oh, man! What are we talking about, bro? Hold up. That's a 5 minute and something song, so I can't. That's all I can play. Yo, that was crazy, bro.
Yo.
What?
The beat, bro, put the beat aside.
Bro, he does the first verse. It's kind of normal. It's like, all right, bro. Everybody, whoever's watching, you can hear this song. There's nothing crazy in it. Just listen to the first verse. And then he gets done with the first verse, and he's like, all right, now I got everybody out of here, and like, except for my people. Here's what I'm really going to rap about.
Ooh. Bro!
Genius.
Oof. Yo, that...
Genius.
I want the whole thing.
Bro, you got to send me that, dude.
Yes.
I mean, where are we at? 1807.
I was jaw dropped at that point. Like,
Yeah, we would play it. We are running time because we got to do the trap. We're going to do the trapped interview. But let's give a round of applause, man, for Operation 09. That was gangster, bro. That song was fire. I'd be bumping that. I'm going to be showing people that.
Bro.
Then that beat kicked in. Then the second verse was like,
what? Dude. I'm telling you, dude, like, he was spitting bars, he was spitting it, and he was just, bro, I mean, he had something to say, and he was saying the things, and he said all of the freaking things, man.
I'm not even saying I don't know, I didn't fact check them all, I don't know if I agree with them all, but it was just crazy, the way that he put it together.
He said all of the things, dude.
Every one of them.
Bro.
He said all of the things.
Bro.
Just imagine what the next... 2.5 minutes.
Are. Now what he was saying when I was talking to him on the phone starting to make a little bit of sense.
Facts, B.
And then he said, well, never thought radio would be played on the radio. And when he said that, I was like, oh, man, what's in there, bro? What's it going to be?
He name dropped a federal agent, like, and then he does this song. I'm like, what?
Yo, it was real nasty. Have you guys ever heard the song Foil by Weird Al Yankovic?
No, I don't think so.
I think I've heard it before. Recently,
if you've never heard the song, so you know how the first verse that he did was like, "I bet you don't even know what it's about to be about, really."
Yeah,
and then the second verse, he just came out the gate. I haven't been able to deal with Weird Al Yankovic for like 15 years, and for some reason, I was compelled to watch this listen to this song by Weird Al Yankovic, and kind of the same thing. You think everything's normal? Song's called Foil.
Yeah.
All right? So just check this. Humor me. It's a 2.5-minute song. Check this song out by Weird Al Yankovic, Foil.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care. I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose a refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. Figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati knows that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government. Because I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Yo, bro, I can't tell you. See what I'm saying?
I see the similarities there.
I'm with you.
The same type of like, they don't give you the whole shebang and then boom, it hits you right in the chest with it. And you're like, oh man, that is heavy duty stuff.
I don't always pick it up, but when I do, it's what you're putting down.
You picking up what I'm putting down?
Facts, brother.
All right, well, check it out. We've got, I'd say, 6 minutes, but we don't have to wait. So you guys think we can do trivia time with 6 minutes?
Yeah!
We'll try.
Let's see if we can bang it out. All right, trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. This trivia time is called Here's the Musician or Vocalist of, and What's the Band? And you guys got no buzzer. Just let me know when you go. We got Beatbox Bob and Schmitty guessing. And I'm going to give you the name of the singer. You're going to tell me the band, and Bob will probably win. You guys ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the band. Here's the vocalist. Who's the band? Ozzy Osbourne.
Black Sabbath.
One point for Beatbox. We'll give him up.
I knew that.
here's the artist. What's the band? Freddie Mercury.
Queen.
Gotta be quicker than that, Schmitty. Beatbox with another point gets Queen. Here's the musician. What's the band? James Hetfield.
Metallica.
Beatbox Bob is on a roll. Here's the musician. What's the band? Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac.
Here's the musician. What's the band? Brian Johnson.
Dang, I don't know that one. Hootie and the Blowfish?
Nope.
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson. Oh, is that? No, that's not. That's Chad Kroeger.
They're not all going to be super easy, but this is a huge, huge rock band.
I know it is. I know it is. I can't write. I'm
heavier
I'm,
rock.
I'm heavier rock. Brian Johnson, 80s.
Heavier rock.
Just name the top three of what I just said. You'll get
top three 80s. Okay, so it's not. It's not Rolling Stones. It's
Guns
not
and Roses.
Guns
nope.
And Roses.
Not Guns and Roses. The other one.
It's
It's not Aerosmith.
It's not Guns N' Roses. It's gotta be.
Oh, it's AC/DC.
It is AC/DC.
I wasn't thinking of them. I was thinking of who's with Tommy Lee.
Yeah, you were thinking wrong. Here's the musician. What's the band? Sid Barrett.
I don't know that one. Twisted Sister.
Nope.
Sid Barrett.
Good. Not a bad guess.
That's Sydney.
Huge, monstrous classic rock band.
Sid Barrett, monstrous classic rock band.
Pearl Jam.
Nope.
The Eagles?
Nope.
Boston.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Philadelphia.
Older than Pearl Jam, not Philadelphia.
Okay.
Hard rock, you said?
No, classic rock.
Classic rock.
One of the biggest Beatles. Classic rock band ever. That's oldies.
Kiss.
What's his name?
That's metal. That's 80s. Sid Barrett.
Sid Barrett. Sid Barrett. Sid Barrett. Sid Barrett.
One of the biggest classic rock. Think of a classic rock band.
Like Van Halen, but not Van Halen.
It's not Van Halen. It's...
Let's see. Iron Maiden is a classic rock, technically.
They a hair
the band that's not Led Zeppelin. The other one that you think of.
Pink Floyd.
That's correct. I can't believe that you got that from me saying the band that's not Led Zeppelin and you get Pink Floyd. That's weird because they're not really connected like that, but that's what I think of when I think of Led Zeppelin.
Named everything else.
Schmitty got one. It is it is Pink Floyd. Very well done. Here's the vocalist. What's the band? Bono.
Bon Jovi.
No.
U2.
That's correct. U2 Beatbox Bob. Very well done. It's 5 points to one. Schmitty, you can come back. Here's the artist. What's the band? Paul Stanley.
Kiss. Come on.
I had the K.
He started
first.
Quicker than you.
That's fine.
And their effort was there.
That's fine.
And he started quicker, so I gave it to him. By the way, it's 2-5. All right. Here's the artist. What's the band? Tom DeLonge.
Blink 182.
Correct. Beatbox Bob brings himself to 6.
I couldn't get past Angels and Airwaves.
Now we're rocking. This is a 2-pointer for no reason. Gavin Rossdale.
Dance Gavin Dance?
No, Gavin Rossdale.
Oh, I don't know.
80s?
Sum 41?
90s. I'd say it's a grunge band.
You'd say it's a Gavin Rossdale?
P.O.D.
Grunge band.
Grunge
Green band. River?
Nope. Huge monstrous band.
It's not Nirvana then.
No,
really, it's because that's Kurt Cobain.
It's
Gavin Rossdale. It's
Bad Moon White Again.
It's like a one word, yes. One syllable.
Rush. I mean,
Bush.
It is Bush. Gavin Rossdale. I saw that you knew that over there, Jess. Very well done. Beatbox Bob got 2 points. It's 8-2, but it's still anybody's game. For another 2 points, here is the band, or here's the artist. What's the band? John Fogerty.
Three Doors Down? No. God dang it. What's wrong with me?
Old
John Fogerty. Man, I know this one. I'm just going to throw out a bunch of guesses.
Too late. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Here's the artist. What's the band? Bruce Dickinson.
I don't know that one.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Bruce Dickinson.
When I say heavy metal, what band name do you think of?
Metallica.
Nope. The other one.
Slayer.
Nope.
Iron Maiden.
That's it. Here's the artist. What's the band? Bob. Trent Reznor.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't
Metallica.
Remember what his name. What band he's in? Trent
no.
Is he in Alice in Chains?
No.
More
a wild band. I put them with Marilyn Manson, but. Type stuff.
Korn or
Hi Kids.
Disturbed. Limp Bizkit.
No.
Eminem.
No. Hi Kids. Hi. Finish that.
Nine Inch Nails. That's it. Yes. That's it. Nine Inch Nails. Oh my God! Why did I brain fart that?
And the last question we have right here. Well, there's two more actually. All right. Here's the artist. What's the band? Dolores O'Riordan. Dolores O'Riordan. She's passed.
Dolores
O'Riordan.
It's gonna be obviously like a soul type band.
The Fugees?
Nope.
No.
The Monkees?
No. What was
Tanks? The band their did, guns like, and their the... bombs.
Cranberries.
Here's the artist. What's the band? Scott Stapp.
Linkin Park.
Nope.
Not Coldplay. No.
Nope.
Dang it. Scott
Stained?
STP?
A little bit older than Stained. Kind of like...
It's like Stained.
Scott Stapp. Guy's voice Slipknot? Like
it's not Radiohead.
Too hard.
Puddle of Mud?
It's not nope. Coldplay. It's not Three Doors Down.
It's not Creed.
It is Creed.
Ah, there it is.
Job. Schmitty grabs a point. And the final one, here's the artist. What's the band?
Grab 2 points.
Aaron Lewis.
Stained.
I at least named all the bands.
Yeah,
at some
you did
point.
Really well, Schmidt. You did really well. He actually did better than I thought he was going to do. All right, so check it out. We recently had a call. We sat down and talked with the lead singer of Trapped. His name is Chris Taylor Brown. There's no Christopher that I've seen, so I'm keep calling him Chris. Very nice guy, very down to earth guy, very cool guy. And he actually sat with us and he gave us 30 whole minutes to talk, and it was actually great. So we wanted to play it for you. Very great. If you guys like the band Trapped, Headstrong, we're going to talk all about it. So this is the Mosh Gelatin Show and a conversation with Chris Taylor Brown from the legendary band Trapped. What's going on? It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Chris from Trapped. How you doing?
Oh, Christopher Taylor Brown. What up, bro?
I called him Christopher again.
Oh, man. How are you? Hell yeah.
I'll just get my stuff to work, you know? Like I just got these new Sony earbuds, and I was going to use them on the call. And I just had to get him to work.
That's a little scary for me. I'm not the tech guy. My guy Mikey Flaw is in here. By the way, you're with me, Mosh Gelatin, and you're with Beatbox Bob and Mikey Flaw. We're all radio guys out here.
Right on.
If that happened to me, if there was some kind of earbud thing this close to a show, I would freak out and probably say, dude, let's just do it the old way, bro. I don't want it to mess up. You know what I'm saying? I can't do the tech.
Yeah. It's just the Bluetooth crap, you know? It's like... It's just that first time, you know, you just couldn't get through that.
It's funny because the way we actually have stuff hooked up to the Bluetooth, and that's the thing that messes with us the most. So it's really,
sucks, dude.
It's really,
like you have the first guy has to take his thing off if somebody else wants to use their phone, or you can't get on it. So it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, it's wild. But luckily, sure. I got Mikey Flaw over here. Yeah, so I follow you on the socials. I'm sure you see that. And then, I saw you guys had something new, so I was like, hey, I'm on Sunshine 96.7 FM St. Pete. Give us a shout, and here we are, brother.
Yeah, man. Right on. Yeah, my buddy Jake, he let me know that you guys wanted me to hit you up and let you know what we have cooking.
Hell yeah. He seems like a really good dude, bro, and you guys all seem great, bro. Great. I'm super stoked awesome. For this. Real quick, before we get into – I don't know how much time you have. You know, we're not gonna drain your night.
Oh, I got all the time, man.
Oh, my dog. So I know you got the Monster Hall Music Fest over there in Wisconsin June 9th, and then July 4th. Yeah. July 4th, you're in Glendale, Arizona. Then you're stacked all through August. When are you going to make it out to Tampa Bay, brother?
So we just played Tampa, I guess that would have been in March. We did an acoustic show. It was awesome. Packed that place. The club we played. So I'm sure probably November, I would think, you know. So we did the 20th anniversary tour, and we like put that into like four legs.
Right.
So, you know, so we have a new album coming out. End of the year, so we're going to be putting out a new song every month. So we just dropped Ignorance is Bliss, and that's a song that I was promoting all last year, you know. And it's funny because it's like, you know, I never, you know, the 2020 thing was crazy, you know, the Facebook, and ended up getting kicked off Facebook. I had 600,000 followers, and this Proud Boys group. They were like, they're all white supremacists, and I knew that there was Mexicans and black dudes and all these different races in the group.
They
so I was
called
like, that's
you.
Not true.
Hold on, real quick though, they called you white supremacist. That's happened to me before, actually. I don't know.
I saw what they were doing, like the narrative engineering. So right. I was like, I'm gonna just throw a wrench in those spikes in the spokes, you know? Cause it's like, why not? You know, that's what I did. I was like, nobody's taking the other side of this ever, you know, in the music industry. It's just one side always. And the artists are encouraged to talk about like abortion or talk about, you know, trans rights or whatever. And that actually helps their album, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're encouraged to do that. Like it helps the sales. So I was like, okay, well, why is there no one like really doing that on the other side, you know? And so I figured, you know, it's wrong. People kind of might expect that.
well,
I just threw my hat in the ring. 3 years ago, and then you saw the, you see the aftermath. But
oh, I see the aftermath real quick. Let me stop you there,
man. Yeah.
First of all, I'm a battle rapper, and they call me a famous battle rapper. I didn't even know a famous battle rapper existed. Whatever. I got a couple million views for battle rapping, but. As soon as in 2016, and I'm going to probably get rolled for this again live, but, you know, I'm headstrong, so I'm not worried about it. As soon as I said, look, dude, I don't like Mrs. Hillary Clinton. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I like the policies. That in 2016, that's where I was at. I'm not saying I'm not there right now, but that's where I was at. And I made that post, bro, and I got blackballed from so many different groups. And then Facebook found a way to kick me off without violating its rules. So I know how this stuff can come at you on some weird stuff.
How did that happen, man? Like, what could they possibly have been worried about that you were, you know, I can't believe it that just, I mean, I see why they would come after me. Because it's like, I have a public figure, and it's like, let's make sure nobody else tries this again by ripping Trap. And, you know, every publication, media, you know, social media, all the big companies all ganged up on me, dude. You know, they can be, no one thinks you're important enough to do that. It's like, yeah, they do, actually. And that's the whole point. That's why they did that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a Headstrong was a huge song, and we've been independent for 10 years because of that song. You know, I mean, it's like that song. Once that song hit, like, we had a career, and that was it.
Yeah, know? And a couple others, but so we could just absolutely. Do whatever. And a couple that. Others, definitely. Yeah, no, that's it's super wild how they did that. And one more thing is that I see on your book, the haters come at you hard, but then the people that are going against the haters, which I call NPCs, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this cast. I don't care. I'm just happy I'm talking to Chris Taylor Brown. But
right on, dog.
The NPCs that post on your thing, I'm going to have to say some of them are actually funny, but the responders come back. It's a very interesting thread almost every time, bro. And
you know, it's just, well, you know, it was like that. You know, and I was really riding that wave because, you know, I'm going to use whatever media tools I have in front of me. Like, whatever they're going to give me, I'm going to figure out a way to use that. And I'm going to try to tie it into the music and, you know, standing up for your beliefs and being headstrong. I mean, it's not like we're Lifehouse and then I'm fighting for...
it's not like they're Lifehouse. You are listening to the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And this was our conversation with the lead singer of the legendary band Trapped, Chris Taylor Brown. Let's continue.
And I'm fighting in the same way. You know what I mean?
Because it's you so, like, and me and all of the people.
Yeah. if we were Lifehouse, then it would be like, what is this guy doing? But it's like, come on. Headstrong is this our song, and I'm just doing that. You know, that's... I don't know. Sorry, I swear.
Nah, you're good. Just don't focus on it. We're good. He did not swear. Ladies and gentlemen, he did not swear. I promise you. Just listen to the air horn.
It was F-U-G-G-U, so, hold on, you know, so that's not even a real word, so it's all good.
I agree with you.
I'm kidding. You know, so that was it. It's like people, it really worked for Trapped, and we had 5 million monthly listeners streaming-wise in 2020.
Wow.
And now we have over 8 million. So... And that's way bigger than the joke that the industry makes, you know, absolutely. As far as how many more streaming listeners are there out there. So we beat the market, you know, and have way more listeners listening to us now. And now we're going to put out a new record. So, you know, last 3 years was awesome. I mean, it's like there is that saying, no bad press, there, you know, no bad press publicity. Bad press.
No publicity is bad publicity. And I looked and
it's not, it's true. Look at Anna Nicole Smith, dude. she proved that a long time ago.
That's big facts. And so real quick though, you're releasing this song, Ignorance is Bliss. We were just figuring this out. Is the album going to be called Ignorance is Bliss or is it just that song?
The album is called The Fall.
The album is called The Fall. That's what you said, right, Mike? Yeah,
yes.
Okay, because I thought it was Ignorance is Bliss. The album is called The Fall. And we're going to get to the album. You said you got a minute or two, right?
Well, we're going to be dropping a new song every month. So next month's Can't Look Away. And then after that will be Bulletproof.
Hell yeah. I would like to play a clip of Ignorance is Bliss, if you don't mind. I was going to play a couple clips if you had a minute.
Rock it.
All right, before I play that clip, though, I just need you to know this. I'm 36 years old. I'm about to be 37. When I was about 16 to 22, I used to get in a lot of rumbles, 5-on-5, 7-on-7. I don't know if you remember those days, right?
Oh, sure. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? So I would get in the rumbles, and I'd get in the car, and on our way to these rumbles, there was two songs. It was either that we were listening to get ready to fight, and it was either Headstrong, and what do you think the other one was? It was a rap song.
Ooh, oh man, let me think. A pump up song, like a DMX song?
Like a DMX, but they were pretty much, they were just known for this one fight song back in that era.
Wow, man, a rap fight song.
Can anybody else, Bob, what? Mike, can you guys guess it? What song I'm thinking of?
Ooh, Knuck If You Buck.
Knuck If You Buck is correct, that's it. It was either Headstrong or Knuck If You Buck.
You might want to play a little clip of that one too after Ignorance Is Bliss.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm definitely gonna rock that. My favorite song, and everyone gets on me, is like, if I have an ex-girl, like this just happened, and she's probably listening. Of course, she's listening. And this just happened, and when I went to get back with her, I would come in my room, and then I would play a bunch of songs, you know, a bunch of nice girl songs. And one of my first ones, as soon as I get her in and I'm, you know, you get her up and she's up against the wall and you're looking deep into her eyes, I'll just look at her and I'll hear the song, I'll hear the guitar go, and all of a sudden you just hear me, I close my eyes, let the whole thing pass me by, and that's it, right, bro. On. They're done. It's over, bro. So I just had to let
it's
you
over,
know.
Now.
You're helping me it's with like the girls that, and the fights. You're helping like me with both.
That's like our version of A Crash by Dave Matthews. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that song. I used to play that song, you know, in like, I think like sophomore year of high school. And it was a cleanup.
Big Dave Matthews fan. My brother's messaging me now to tell you that his favorite song is Contagious. So, I mean, you got a lot of people listening.
Oh, right on.
Everybody loves you over here. So.
Yeah. You know, we should talk about a show, though. If you know, after the interview, like, we should set something up. If there's a venue you think is dope, then, you know, let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. We throw shows all the time. We're doing one July 29th. Yeah. But for you, I can obviously make that happen, and you would love it.
Yeah.
And you would definitely be worth all of our wilds. November, and that would actually be a great-ass time, to be
November,
honest with
you. October, November, we're looking for put together a big tour, so we're doing that right as we speak, actually.
How many people I can get it? You're looking at like 500 to 1,000. How many people you are? We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, man. But you know, you've got the right idea.
I love it. All right, real quick. So before we start asking all these questions about Ignorance Is Bliss, and I promise we won't keep you too long, but as soon as we start,
it's all good.
I know, I love it. I just got to say it. I'm contractually obligated to say that. So here it is. This is the new single by Trap. This is Ignorance Is Bliss, and here's a clip, ladies and gentlemen. Fire, bro. That's gas, bro. Give it up. That is super gas. So my first
question. You know, it sums up the last 3 years for me. You know, and like I was like, I had my bullhorn. I was like, don't you see what's going on, America? On my personal crusade. And it's like, I wasn't thinking about anything but like, do the right thing, blah, 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 you know? And it's like, most people are just like, I just want to watch the football game and stuff. So, you know, and it's like, bless them, bless their hearts. And so that's where Ignorance Is Bliss came from.
Yeah. That goes back to the NPCs.
Music, you know?
They're non-player characters, man. They're non-player characters. No, that was crazy. And it had that old school feel. Now I write songs with Beatbox Bob. Did you write the melody to that song first, or did you have the words written first?
So check it out. So I wrote that song using a hip hop app where I made a beat. It was a trap beat. So like that beat, the drums, that's a trap beat, like a drill trap beat. Drill, oh, like drill crazy. Music, you know.
That's genius.
And and like, you know, add like the horn, you know, the what the hell that thing that called whatever it's called, you know, like some kind of brass instrument in there, the trumpet, you know, and you can hear in there, and just like just trying to do stuff that's a little different, you know, because so the drum, the beat is definitely comes from like a trap, not traps, but trap drill music from a hip hop app where I built the track like that, and then I was like, oh, that's dope, you know, and then I wrote the hook to that, and then we just worked it into made into a rock song.
Gas. That's gas. It's because it's kind of like my writing. That's why I thought, I was like, I feel like that's kind of like my writing. Bob's looking at me nodding. Man, we might have to jump on it.
It comes from hip hop for sure. I mean, that beat is a, like I said, you know, trap drill beat.
We might have to jump in the track together, is what I'm saying. Is me, we might have to jump in the track once you hear me rap. Beatbox Bob's over here. And he wanted to.
Well, we definitely want to do a remix of Ignorance is Bliss. So maybe, you know, you jump on one of those verses.
Hell yeah!
You
know,
have you heard my buddy Anomaly?
Yeah. Oh, but I've definitely heard Anomaly. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you know, we did a song together called "Come Together" in late 2018. We dropped that. Called "Come Together." Yeah, and it's good. The video's on YouTube, all that stuff. So check that out. But that's kind of like, I want to do something like that with the hook of, or, you know, just like a remix, but, you know, having someone drop some bars instead of me doing those verses.
Hell yeah, bro. Hey, I do. It's funny because I do 300 people when I battle. I promise you, when we're done talking, you're going to be like, oh, you can get that. Boom, boom. And we're going to have the best time ever, bro. It's going to be the craziest
time. You're
going to love it out here, bro. Why aren't you moving to Florida, man? You're in Ohio. Why aren't you down here yet, bro?
We're actually going to be there in Melbourne, you know, like, which is like east of Orlando.
Yeah, it's the East Coast.
My girl's dad lives out there, so we're gonna be leaving like Friday. So we're gonna be out there for a whole week. So maybe we'll make it out your way for one of the nights, you know, hang out.
What up, it's Beatbox Bob. Listen, I love that that you're gonna go to the East Coast. I love Melbourne. That's a really great spot. They got all sorts of hotels out there.
Melbourne, man.
Bro, it's crazy. And they got like the best Cuban food ever, bro. Listen, good. I got a question. Nice. I got a question for you, man. So back in the day, you guys started out with a lead guitarist. His name was Simon Ormandy. I saw he was with y'all until like around 2008, and then just dropped off as your lead guitar. I never found out why. What's up with that?
Well, he his parents lucked into like their company got bought by Microsoft.
Oh, dope!
So he used his Headstrong money to help bankroll that parents' company for a year, or they would have gone under. They wouldn't have been able to pay their employees or any of that stuff.
For sure.
So he was a real investor in his parents' company. So he got a chunk of that. So he started dictating terms, you know, like, oh, you know, I don't need to be in this band. So basically we're like, oh, then leave.
Yeah, like, if you're on to other stuff.
And he was thinking like everybody would, the rest of the band would agree to with the things he was saying. And they were like, nah, man, we already decided what we were doing.
I'm getting inundated right now with messages of people that want you to come to Tampa Bay. Just want to let you know that right now they're messaging me right now.
Right on.
I
love it.
So Pete's been a part of the band from the beginning.
I played third grade baseball with that guy.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. It's like you're a part of a family, bro, and then you just grow up together. My question is, though, like, what separates people from, like, Simon or, like, Mike Smith? You know, Mike Smith was on for, like, just a short period.
He toured with us for 2019, and that was it.
Right,
probably, that was it. And then he knew that none of us got along with the guy. He was just a weird kind of guy. We didn't vibe the lineup we have now, you know, we just had such a great time this last year, the 20th anniversary. You know, and it's just, that's such a huge thing. You know, the tour bus together, you know, and you're just having real experiences. And it's just like, one guy's kind of not really like vibing with everybody else, so it's like he's kind of like an outsider, and sure, you feel bad. I'm sure he feels bad.
Sure, it's like an uncomfortable situation. Thing. Yeah, we're just filling in for money.
He kind of felt like we were probably, you know, looking for, you know, other options, and then he just goes out there and, I don't know, makes a Facebook post, and then, you know, all the media jumps on it. Oh, wow, look at you.
They're so cool, bro.
When you support Trap, you lose your drummer. It's like,
I just wanted to tell you, Chris, the media, they're the coolest people ever, and they're so smart and honest. And what I want my daughter, I want my daughter.
They're always right.
They're always right. I want my daughter to grow up and marry Brian Stelter. My daughter should marry Brian Stelter, and it's going to be, everyone's going to be so serious forever. And if, by the way, you guys are listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show, and we're live right now with Chris Taylor Brown, the lead singer of Trapped. And if you guys have been living under a rock since 2000, real quick, here's a quick reminder of who they are, idiots. Lost Chris. It was too headstrong for Chris to endure. That's all right. He'll call right. I'm gonna call him right back. Oh, there he is. I guess that was too headstrong, bro.
It's so headstrong it like knocked me off.
Bro, we're sitting here jamming. All of a sudden, we're like, Chris is gone. I'm like, hold on, let me finish this song real quick. Oh, nah, man. But hell yeah, Mikey Fla. I just want, my guys had a couple questions. Like I said, everybody in this room loves you, so I got to let them all ask. Right, love on, you for, man. Love you for the time. Mikey Fla, go ahead.
Ask away.
Hey, Chris, Mikey. I was looking at some of the artwork on your first release, where it has the two pills and the fork in the road. Do you sense any awakening happening, like, within our culture, or just, you know, no, people are mostly...
You know, people need to really understand that things are changing very fast and rapidly, really, because, you know, I think most of what we think has been the reality of our country and the Western world is not actually the reality. So,
right.
You know, it's like you're World War One. We're being put in jail for, you know, saying that we shouldn't be going to World War One. So that's not happening now. So the Constitution really has never really mattered. You know, it's like, do the authorities abide by it or not? And it's like, I don't know that they've really ever really abided by that. But the illusion was there. And now when you're talking about an awakening, people are just seeing what has always been there. They can just see it now. And they don't know how to hide it anymore. So it's just, it looks so, but at the same time, everybody sees it. Everybody sees the truth, but they can't do anything about it because they don't want to have what happened to Kanye, or like, you know, they think what happened to Trap, because if you ask chat GPT, what happened to Trap? It goes, oh, Trap had a big downfall. But like I said, 5 million to 8 million listeners is not a downfall. You know, it's an upfall, I guess. Or, I don't even know, uprise.
Now, I see.
But,
You know,
it's.
I see.
It's definitely an awakening, but.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nobody knows really what they can do about it, because any one person can be silenced so easily. You know.
Canceled. Yeah, basically. I see Twitter now with Elon Musk, and there's a lot of there's a lot of truths, and there's a lot of conspiracies and things coming out. I think that was a big deal for our First Amendment, you know, to allow free speech, you know, just the town square, the digital town square.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, look at Elon himself. I mean, he just, somebody's like, some guy, Matt Iglesias, was like calling him out and being like, hey, you're caving on a bunch of free speech stuff left and right. You know, you're doing what you're doing the same thing basically. And Elon Musk is like, okay, well, you show me another way, we'll turn it around. We'll reverse that. But there's no other way. And he's basically saying, financially, I have to do what they say. The sponsors.
Yeah, but why does your free speech trump someone's right to not feel offended sometimes?
Yeah. Well, the offended thing, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's not that. I mean, it's literally, we've got a system.
It's so absurd.
If the people really knew the truth, they'd lose their minds. So, you know, the government really has to be careful about, you know, what people find out or all that stuff. And that's what they're doing, you know. And who knows where we're going to go as a country, but it's wherever the masters of censorship want us to go, because no one can say, nah, maybe we should go over down this road. Can't do it. You lose your sponsors, you lose your record deal, you lose this or
whatever.
Yeah,
if we even mention the Bilderberg Group or the World Economic Forum or George Soros, I think they come to our houses and kneecap us, bro. I believe that happens.
Oh, yeah. They'll call somebody to come over. And that's the truth. I mean, look.
It is.
After JFK, you know, everybody subconsciously knew that, you know, there's a secret deep state, you know, and it's a bureaucracy. I mean, it's like you can't, you know, but there's so many good workers, you know, there's so many good employers or employees of the United States government.
Absolutely.
It's like, it sucks that there's just a few people that are just doing whatever they want.
The brass. Really, and check it out. Look, I'll get deeper into this in another time. I don't have any of that. I think they call it FU money that you may or may not have saved up yet. So I think I burned as much as I could without getting chastised. However, two more things I need to know before I let you go. And that is, where should people, first of all, where should people follow you or go to? Or you're on Facebook. Should
so we got,
go to Facebook?
We're on everything. Even, you know, even though we've been banned here and there, it's like, at least we're still allowed to be on there. Like, you know, it's not like, I think at the end of the day, the government and the social media companies and the people who want to control the narrative, they're like, hey, you know, you can't go to this, you can't cross this line, you can't do this, or you're going to get punished. And you get punished. And I got punished.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you got to tailor your reality to the, you know, how you're approaching life to the reality of life. You know, you can't go, well, it's not fair. And we have this constitution. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you know, that's not how I look at the world. I just look at the world as like, what is the reality? Like, how much power do these people have? A lot. So, you know, you just got to live in the world that we live in and try to be as honest about it as we can.
Absolutely, bro. And first of all.
And so we're on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Clapper, Truth Social. So
and for everybody messaging me, that's Trapped with a T. I know you know that. Go check them out on all that, especially Truth. You know, that's the new jam everybody's going to. I got to make one of those.
Yeah.
And then my last thing for you, and actually two more things.
Actually, we ain't got time for two more things, but I love you guys. So that was the Trapped interview. It was really fun to do, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. By the way, you're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And we'll see you guys next week. We love you.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
The Mosh Gelatin Show rocks out every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, with your host, Mosh Gelatin.
Beatbox Bob.
No, you're the co-host. With your host, Mosh Gelatin.
Your co-host, Beatbox Bob.
And your third co-host, Schmitty.
Sometimes he's on.
Schmitty!
Schmitty!
We'll see you guys next week. Same bat. Can I say that?
Why not?
Stealing somebody's stuff, same bat time.
It's an homage.
Homage. Stay tuned. Plenty of tunes coming up right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. And I just wanted to remind you that Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, is where local music lives. See you next week. It's the Mosh Jones Show.